Ezra. Ezra 3. Did I say Nehemiah? I meant Ezra. Ezra 3, verse 12. Yet many of the priests and Levites and heads of fathers' households, the old men who had seen the first temple, that's the temple that David designed, wept with a loud voice when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, while they shouted aloud for joy. In fact, people could not distinguish the sound of the shout from the sound of the weeping of the people. There was one group of people crying and weeping, other people shouting, great, isn't this all wonderful? You couldn't tell the difference between the weeping and the shouting. And the people shouting will never understand the weeping. Never understand. Because there were things about the temple that were not right. We haven't studied it much on the temple. We probably will in Revelation. They're building a replica of the temple outside of Jerusalem. The Jews are right now. And they're just practicing all the things and how the things were done and where the things were done. I haven't gotten a drawing of the temple, what it looks like, but I'm sure it's pretty close to exactness. And it's in scale. It's not a full thing. And they're sacrificing. They're teaching the priest how to sacrifice, how to do all these things now in the Aaronic priesthood, the Levitical priesthood. So this is going on. But this was the second temple. Now, I'm sorry, time's running out, so let's do this. In reference to all tears, no matter the cause, the hope of ending of tears is a promise from God. Revelation 21:4. Revelation 21:4. And he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. And there shall no longer be any death. There shall no longer be any mourning. There shall no longer be any crying. There shall no longer be any pain. The first things have passed away. So we can all look with a confident hope that there'll be no more tears in that estate. Now, the weeping of Jesus Christ in verse 35, we're going to learn some things about another type of weeping that he's going through, but we have to take a look at what caused Jesus Christ to be troubled, and what does that mean that he was troubled? And I know I should save it, but I just want you to know what troubles God. It was not the tears. It was the absence of faith. You just don't trust me. You just don't trust me. If we want to use the word trouble, that's what troubles God. Dear people, he's not troubled by your sins and failures and tears. He's troubled that you just don't trust him. Let's close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, how grateful we are for the scriptures. We want to learn. We want to see. We want to understand the tears of Christ, the tears of those around him. We want to study and learn about those who were around the Lord, things they did and didn't do, the way they acted, that we can be guided, encouraged, rebuked in our own life, Heavenly Father, by what others do and see these things, and allow these pictures that you give to us in the Scripture to be an encouragement to us to just trust you. We praise you, Heavenly Father, for the God that you are, in your Son's precious name.
Yeah.